Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last with your host, Pamela King. It's all about topics relating to marriage, dating, and love. It's about connection, commitment, and consistency in your life, in your marriage, and with yourself. Thank you for joining, Pamela, and stay tuned for a good, enlightening conversation with your host and her guest here on Making It Last. Well, happy, happy, happy New Year to all of you in radio land. I am so excited to be back on the radio. Took that small, much-needed holiday break. I am Pamela King, coming to you live from the Mid-South. We are cold, but we are do not have any snow, so I definitely understand some of you guys are in the snow and snuggled up listening to us, and we definitely appreciate it. It's a new year, 2014. I call this the year of completion. We're going to complete some things in our lives this year. We're going to start off by releasing some of those baggages that we brought into our relationships, to our marriages, to our lives, and into the new year. I'm so excited about today's conversation because I've been reading a wonderful book called The Soulmate Experience, A Practical Guide to Extraordinary Relationships. That word extraordinary stuck out to me because we all want to have that relationship and experience that just resonates in our body and it makes us happy. We make the person we're with happy. And so I have the pleasure of talking to the writers of this book. Can you guys hear all the excitement in my voice? Yes and yes and yes. I have the opportunity to, today we're going to talk to Molly Apple and Joe Dunn, I'm sorry. They are relationship coaches, lovers, and best friends. That's what I'm talking about. They put their experience down on paper, and they have a testimony that they are going to share, and we are going to listen to that. As I told you guys, they have that best-selling book, The Soulmate Experience, A Practical Guide to Creating Extraordinary Relationships. It is award-winning. In 2012, it won the International Book Award Gold Medal and the 2012 Living Now Award Silver Medal. This book is called A Relationship Guide Masterpiece. It is a catalyst for transformation in life, relationships, and self. Just that alone makes me want to talk to them and just get some of the knowledge that they have. So, let's get this started. Let's talk to them and stop prolonging their conversation because they're going to drop some knowledge on us about reducing those baggages. Welcome you guys to Making It Last. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Pamela. It's great to be here with you.
Love your enthusiasm.
I'm telling you, this book has, I just don't even know how to say it. I can't even, I got to write my recommendation and my review of the book, and it's like the words I want to use are not even formed yet.
It speaks to
me. Let me just say, I've read it, and I'm like, okay, yes, yes, oh, yes. Okay, stop stepping on my toe because that is who I was or who I am, and we got to learn how to just have those great relationships, but it starts with us.
It does, Pamela, and you know the word you just used, yes, is really, it's really the key all the way through, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, see, I'm about to say yes again. Yes. It is. You know, reading the book, and I reached out to you guys because you do have a particular chapter in the book about reducing your baggage. And me being a marriage enthusiast and a marriage coach, one of the things I like to talk to the couples about is their history, letting go of history, letting go of certain things in your life that is holding you back from being 100% in your relationship. And when I saw that topic and got deep into that chapter, it's like, yes, there we go again. That's going to be the word today. It's like, yes, this is what I've been saying. You know, your barest hurt sentence in that chapter says to make space in your life for a new relationship or to improve your current one, it's time to start releasing anything you've been holding on to that's preventing you from experiencing true intimacy. Releasing and yes should have been right there at the top of that page.
You know, and really that's our definition of baggage is anything that's preventing you from being truly intimate.
Yeah.
It took us, you know, quite a while of going back and forth of really what is baggage. It's not, you know, a lot of people commonly would think something like if you have had previous marriage or you have children from a previous marriage that they consider that baggage. I don't see that as baggage at all. Those are children. What's the baggage is if we don't have, you know, a loving, open way to work with them and to embrace everybody and to work with whatever comes up for people and whatever troubles they're having.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying that's really where the sticking point comes, isn't it? It's not the children. It's not the previous relationship. It's how we work with those things.
Or what we tell ourselves about the children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's what I was about to say. Baggage is defined or is relative to everyone. It depends on, to me, baggage means anything that is holding you back, that is crippling your life, that you haven't, that is not a positive influence. And I wouldn't consider children as not being a positive influence. It all depends. But, you know, baggage, so let's talk about how people need to define their baggage. How do they recognize baggage in their life?
And I think that's key, recognition.
Yeah, that's huge, is awareness.
Bringing your awareness to anything, you know, that, and in our chapter we go through, you know, as you know, a myriad of things that we ask you to look at, where your ego might be getting in the way, where you might have hidden motivations that you might not even be aware of, and just bringing your awareness to.
Yeah, you might be wounded from some past incident, you know, that you're now bringing into this current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Wounded. Good word.
Right. So being, you know, as honest as you can with yourself about all of those things, and we all have it. We all have stuff. That's part of life.
We just got to be honest about it.
You know, take a real inventory, if you will, of what might, you know, be preventing you in your next relationship. We were talking to a gentleman a couple of weeks ago who had experienced sexual abuse when he was a child. And I've been researching this, and it's not an unusual thing for boys, but it's a very, very difficult thing for men as they get older. There's just not a lot of support in society for how does a man work through that. And it can really affect a relationship. So he was talking about how he's been working with that himself, and when he gets into a new relationship, he wants to have an open dialogue and conversation about his past, what he's been doing to work with it, where he's seen it shown up, and I think that's a model for any of us.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, lay it on the table, you know, right from the beginning so that, you know, you kind of get this person that you're seeing to help you work with it, you know, rather than keeping it hidden and thinking you won't let it show and, you know, having it affect your relationship probably all down the path.
So how do you start that conversation? You know, it's already hard for the person to acknowledge that they have this baggage, but how would you begin to even address that conversation with your spouse or your spouse?
Or even a date. And, you know, Pamela, one of the keys to intimacy is vulnerability, right? And vulnerability is something that takes courage. And so what we have to do is take a bigger picture and say if what I'm looking for is a really intimate